We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for the open. I sound like a rambling idiot. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hi, how are you?
Kenny, great to be with you.
It's good.
I cut out most of the rambling.
You didn't cut out enough.
There that really was the been, coherent part.
There really should have been none of me in that entire thing. There were so many things
break. I've thought that for the whole show.
We go throughout the entire year. Usually breaking news, if there's news that breaks on this show, it is big bombshell stuff. Like in the afternoon, it's like, okay, they moved this guy to IR and this guy to IR and this guy's coming off IR and this, that, and the other. It's, you know, roster moves, things like that. They talk about changes in the lineups and the Guardians around 6:30 on the afternoon show. Like, that's cool. With us, because there's a lot of breaking news that happens in the afternoon. With us, it's like, man, if you hear the thing, something big is probably going down. 9 times out of 10, something like, ooh, someone's getting fired. Like, that's usually how it goes. But during the owners' meetings, there's like, this is changing, that is changing, this is changing, that is changing. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. The game's going to be on Peacock on that Friday. Like, oh, well, who's got Peacock? Well, 71% of the people who signed up for Peacock just to watch the playoff game, they were retained by Peacock. So when we talk about the stadium stuff, there's things going on during the stadium stuff, and I'm looking, and then I kind of lose track of things. Like, I saw it. No offense to you. I'm not calling you out. I saw it happen to you. I mean, you had to have seen it happen to me yesterday, where I'm talking to you and I'm going, it's not, some of this isn't getting through because he's seeing some of this breaking news and I got to be ready for some of the breaking news. And I know it happened on my end because Owen was trying to contact me yesterday about something that had broken and I can't read lips. I just can't do it. And you were like, I'm going to stretch this sentence out because Ken can't talk. So yesterday was one of them weird shows where that happens. It's usually during the owner's meetings. And yesterday, during the owners' meetings, or I should say over the last couple of days during the owners' meetings, everybody's been kind of worked up about a possible dome in Brick Park or a renovated stadium on the lakefront. And we spoke about it yesterday, spoke about it last night. And then yesterday afternoon, Kelly Woodard, Director of Communications from the county, gave a statement to Owen as we were trying to, hey, let's get the other side here. I mean, the Browns are on the record in the owners' meetings and the gaggle with the media. Let's see if we can get the other side. And couldn't get anybody just yet yesterday, and there was a reason for that, and we'll probably get to that here in just a moment. But the statement reads, in response to the Browns on the stadium situation, quote, Cuyahoga County, has not received any proposals from the Browns. At this time, we believe that downtown Cleveland is the best location for the stadium. End quote. Tone, take her away.
I don't really think all that differently than I did a few days ago, that I think the dome is now happening. I don't necessarily see a huge save our team campaign believe me, if there was something that was going on.
The Save Our Browns, that bumper sticker that's on that old fridge on the other side.
If there was some sort of orchestrated effort, it would have been out front and center. You would have had every local affiliate on the news. You would have had anybody who covers the news. You had anybody who has Substacks, anybody who has podcasts. They all would have been contacted. That campaign would have launched. It didn't. I don't know that there is any fuel for a downtown stadium at this point. And I'm a little surprised because I think it's over the last year when we knew the lease was up and we've had Daryl on, we've had Mary Kay, we've had all the updates. And there haven't been a ton of them. But as more and more people talked about the future of what could happen, all we were told all along was that the Dome would price us out. Anything with a roof would price us out. And then when they said, oh, it's actually just going to be twice as much and probably the Haslams will just pay more. It's like, all right, solves that issue. So give us the Dome. And as much as downtown, I always thought, hey, if we're going to get a Super Bowl, if we're going to get a Big Ten championship, we're going to get a Final Four, we're going to get a WrestleMania, we're going to get this, we're going to do pie in the sky and get crazy. And I think we might get some things, get a bowl game, we'll get this and that.
Boy, I forgot I want a bowl game.
I want one, too.
We had the Great Lakes Bowl one time. Yeah. Alabama played in it. Look it up, folks.
Let's see if Alabama has the guts to come north, play under the roof.
Wait, no, I don't. No, it was Bear Bryant. I think it was Kentucky.
Kentucky and Villanova.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well done. Alcohol hasn't gotten all of it. Go ahead.
So I'm thinking about all these potential events that we can at least throw our hat in the ring. We're probably not going to get a fraction of them. But let's get a facility that we could use all this time. I'm thinking, well, this is going to be great. We're going to have a dome and in walking distance to all the amenities and the hotel. Well, now we're being told that's not happening either. So I don't love this either. Brook Park, a dome in Brook Park. But obviously, we're not seeing the renderings, Kenny. You made that point. We're not seeing the village. We're not seeing what it's going to look like. We're not going to see how they're going to improve the roads and make sure that you have proper egress and be able to get in and out from
the egress.
You gotta have egress.
We haven't spoken about it enough.
If you don't have egress, you got nothing.
Yeah, it's not even like front loading the contract because you have to have it out the entire time. So you have to have it. You have to have the egress.
What about ingress? Now we're
shoot.
Getting crazy.
We haven't even talked about that. What do you think out of 100%, what do you think obviously out of 100%, what do you think the percentage is?
It's making
a million percent. Yeah. What do you think the percentage is of the fans that want a stadium in Brick Park, the Dome?
Oh, can I do an age demographic?
Go right on ahead.
Can I do a split?
Do it. Let's do it. Let's do demographic radio here.
I love dividing the fans based on all sorts of different metrics.
Yes, you do. And yes, you have.
I think it is for anybody 50 and over. I think it's 85% natural air. Let's play in the elements. In fact, let's move the stadium. Can we somehow find a way to move the stadium further north? Can we take it all the way? Let's pass Canada. I want colder conditions. I want more elements. I want more layers.
Yeah, but the ice caps are melting. So what the hell are we supposed to do?
That's a story for a different day.
Can they play in Greenland?
But if you're under the age of 50...
Of course, do most of those people believe the ice caps are melting? 216-474.
There we go. Need to get into.
If you are under the age of 50...
Safety's back on.
I think it is so overwhelming in favor because people under the age of 50, they've been to other stadiums. They've gone to Indianapolis. They've gone to Minnesota. They've had other experiences. People that were in Houston were talking about that playoff game, how amazing that was. And that's Houston.
And why do you think they do that, though? Why do you think they do that? Is it because of, the older folks?
Well, we're softer. The younger generation is softer.
No, I think part of it's nostalgia because you remember the team.
Yep.
We just started to see a good football team.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like this run, I know they were a disappointment over the previous 2 years, but this was good. And then you had the 2020 run, but no one was ever in there. A person over 50 has seen the 80s Browns. They've seen competitive football where there was a person over 50 in the media. He goes, Kenny, you should have been there. Like, he's like, I know you were a baby or you weren't even born yet. You just went into the stadium, and everybody just expected to win. It wasn't a hope. It was a totally different outlook. Yes.
They were the best moments of Clevelanders during the 80s.
And so I am sensitive.
Well, that in the flats.
Exactly. I am sensitive to a person who is of that age, of the older generation, and I'll tell you why. Because I've said that, and this is a very big, stop me if I go a little bit too far on this, because this becomes a social experiment like no other. They're a very nostalgic group. You hold on to your youth. You hold on to things that were simpler. You hold on to a time that was simpler. There is no more nostalgic generation than people in my generation, which, yes, are millennials. Sometimes I'm not necessarily thrilled to say that, but here we are. Because what? We grew up as the wealthiest childhood group in American history, and a lot of things were just easier for us in the 90s. So you see all the stuff that's come. We watch the Nickelodeon stuff, all the shows coming back, all the things that we liked are coming back. People are playing retro Nintendo and all the other things because it harkens back to a similar time. So there will be a time where I'm 55 years old and I'm going to want things the old way, but I know I can't stand in the way of progress. My entire point is two things. On the drive-in, I go, you're probably right. If you're doing it by demographic, I would say that those folks who are a little older definitely want an open-air stadium downtown. It's what they know. It's what they trust, right?
And the Muni lot.
And the Muni lot,
and experiencing
yes.
the game days the way you've experienced in your whole life.
And there will be parts of that I will absolutely miss, and I'll say this isn't the same, because you know right around the tailgating area is going to be plenty of places set up where you can get yourself an $11 beer, and that's because it's a $2 discount on the beer that you're going to get inside the building. So that is going to be something that everybody misses, including myself. The other part of it is that I thought, if it is a 60-40 right now that people want it to be in Brook Park, I think as soon as we see a rendering, we're going to go, that's it, moving on out. Five miles, moving on over there.
That's a great point. It's going to look amazing.
Once we see it, like it's actually something that can be built, will be built, because the late, great Dick Fegler said, we'd be bigger than New York if everything that was ever written on, what was ever shown on paper, what Cleveland could be, was actually built. That is a key component to this. But once we see a rendering of something that seems real and tangible.
And they're going to say, they're going to use the buzz keywords, state of the art. They're going to make it look amazing, almost out of the future, but because it's Cleveland, they can't make it look too futuristic.
Yes.
It's got to have some roots in the Midwest with a backbone of Cleveland.
Well, it's Cleveland.
And a guitar, one big guitar. In the shape of a guitar,
always
let's be
honest.
Always
have to have it there. But I like when they do the guitar smash, though, so I can't be a total hypocrite.
That worked out. I think that's worked out very well. Good job.
Well,
good job, Browns.
Cleveland is an old city, so there has to be some brick in there. Got to get some brick in there. But, you know, we'll figure it out. Hell, I'm not Frank Lloyd Wright over here. There's the other part of it, too, where ticket prices were raised. We've had several fans give their thoughts and opinions on that. I hear you on that. I don't think that they're ever going to lower ticket prices in the NFL. So the prices are going up. They're never going to get lower. I mean, you can get them on secondary markets, this, that, and the other. But the general price of a ticket is going to go up. So my thought is, if you're going to pay for it, you might as well get the full comfort of it. Because at some point, this is going to be, like, we love the guys in the 537. And to those guys, I think a lot of them, like, hey, we can get in the game, that's great. But at some point, it's all going to be a premium experience. And so if you're going to pay for it, you might as well enjoy everything about it. And if you're sitting there in December, and you're paying a premium price for a ticket, and you're sitting in cold weather, can I really say that that's part of the price of the ticket? That's part of the experience of the price of the ticket, is the cold weather? Because at Lambeau Field, a stadium that's been around for 80 years, almost 90, like that's part of how they kind of bake it in, like, wow, this is an historic field.
Yes.
Once Soldier Field became a spaceship sitting inside Soldier Field, that went out the window.
And then the team sucked.
And then the team sucked. 216-474-0092. Oh, look at the Nick and Maslin. Nick, hello.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, Nick. Go ahead.
Lima, dude, you have no idea. I'm 63 years old. You put a dome up, I'll be at a lot more games. At our age, or older people, why is God's creation? Why do I want to go sit in the cold in the rain? Really?
Nick, this is weird because you always sound our age, and you've called in before, and you've said your age, and I'm always amazed by it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good health.
You're a very young 63.
Nick, do your friends echo the sentiments? Because every time we open up the phone lines, it seems that anybody who starts waxing nostalgic, they want the elements. They think we're soft. they don't understand why the kids today.
Nick can have that experience on a Friday night in Massillon. The place has 16,000 people in it. They have tailgating there, and it's never. I know they have an indoors facility. Congratulations on all your success. You know, but the stadium will never be a dome.
10, 15 years ago, I wouldn't care. Yeah, I'll go do it. Nowadays, it's like, why? Why would I want to go sit through that? So, I can sit in my living room. I'd go to more games if I had a dome where I could walk in, see, take my coat off, relax, and be comfortable.
And if you're coming from Massillon, you don't care if it's downtown or Brook Park, right?
It's all the same.
You know what? I would prefer Brook Park. Just, you know what? But it really doesn't matter to me. As long as it's true. If we could have a removable top, I mean, that would be awesome. But you know what? I'll settle for a dome.
Remove
I'm good with that.
Your top.
I'm from the same area, right?
We'll do it for you.
As a kid, like, it's Brook Park. Like, it's all part of Cleveland. Like, I know it's hard for an inner ring person to understand that. Like, if you're from Stark County, we all consider, like, Lakewood's Cleveland. Euclid's Cleveland. Like, it's all Cleveland to us. It's all Cleveland. Like, you went up to Cleveland. Well, you went up, you were in Bay Village. Yeah, I was in Cleveland. Like, that's kind of the way they see it. So, Brook Park is just Cleveland to a person from there. And I'll reference this real quick, because Keith's already texting about it, and I know this. As I sent you guys, I found this morning at like 4 a.m., I sent this email from Florio.
I have it, yeah.
Prices are only going up. The PSLs, now I don't know about the PSLs. If we can get it without PSLs, that's great. Like Buffalo, they have the PSLs that are involved in there. They're talking $15,000 to $50,000 a seat.
And they're not building a dome. Like if ever there was a time, and I know this sounds great in theory and it never works in actuality, it would seem like the Bills should get together and actually fight this. And it feels like they could.
Because at least in this situation, like, guys, it's going to be expensive, no doubt. Yeah. But if you had a dome, at least you get what you pay for and you can get events. $15,000 to $50,000 a seat is asinine. 216-474-0092. Now, we got about last night, but I want to get to these people. Is that okay? Let's get to these people who want to get in on this. The county has officially released a statement. Owen, thank you very much. Mitch, thank you guys very much. The county says, really, it's not a big comment, but they'd like to keep the stadium in downtown Cleveland. 216-474-0092. That and Andrew Berry speaking highly of Nick Chubb in his future with the Cleveland Browns. It's coming up on The Fan. One of the owners of your Cleveland Browns, Dee Haslam, speaking about the options that the Browns have as far as a renovated stadium downtown or a domed, possible dome stadium. I don't think it's possible. I think it would just be a dome stadium in Brook Park.
And not the way you brought this up before the show. It's not going to look like the old Carrier Dome. It's not going to look like all those cookie-cutter domes.
That's what I thought. So Dick Goddard, when he passed away, he had a lot of things over at the TV station. And they found, because Dick Goddard obviously kept stats for the Cleveland Browns, with Jim Donovan for a very long period of time during the broadcast, I believe with Casey Coleman before as well. And he was obviously a big sports nut. And he had a lot of stuff. And I think John Sable and Scott Sable had found a big treasure trove of the Citizens for Dome Sports in Cleveland, Ohio, I think it is. They had it on their podcast, the Sable Brothers podcast. Plug, there you go. It's in there, I know it. And they found this where they had the renderings. And when I saw the renderings, I mean, this is going back a long time ago. And it looked like the Astrodome. It looked like the Superdome. Like, I know the Superdome is supposedly wonderful from inside, but outside it's just like, yeah, it just looks like a bullet sitting on top of land. Like, that's all it looks like. There's no personality to it or anything like that. And so that doesn't get me excited. That just a big circular building does not get my bull running at all. But when you see Lucas Oil Stadium from the highway, when you see Ford Field from even the street, it looks a little bit more low-key, mm-hmm. but inside it looks wonderful. And then Owen has seen U.S. Bank Field in Minnesota, and I guess it is just opulent.
It's amazing.
To say the least. You have these big buildings, and I'm going, as soon as they... I'm driving in on 480 today, and I swear to God, it came, like it said, because they just...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Built that new express lane through on the bridge. I said one day it might say like to Brown Stadium from the east on here. And I go, man, once they build once they show people a rendering of this, that's it, and that's all. Because they're going to see something like they've never seen before in the city. 216-474-0092. Mike in Cleveland, you're first up in the fan. Yellow.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'd love to get one thing out of the way first. I am biased because I'd love to see my property value jump from a swoop of the pen. I do live in Brook Park.
Ah, well, congratulations on all your success, Jed Clampett.
Congratulations on all your success.
But the fact of the matter is, outside, I'm done. I'm 64, and by the time this thing gets done, I'll be more than happy to be indoors with a winter football game.
So I was wrong. When I led the show, Mike, I said anybody over the age of 50, because that's all I ever hear from, I said they want the elements, they want nostalgia. You're telling me no, absolutely not.
I don't mind that, but I don't like that. We need to get away from there. We can't win in that place. So I've been come on, 29 years of crap in that place. It's finally turned around.
8-1 last year, Mike.
I'll tell you what.
I said it finally turned around.
Yeah.
We need to get the heck out of there and put some future into our football game.
Everybody rips on Stefanski.
Prices are going to keep going up. We might as well get some.
See, I totally agree with that. Now, you go to a lot of games, Mike?
Yes, I do. I'm a season ticket holder.
Okay, so like Nick and Maslin, 63 years old. And Mike, again, thank you very much for the call and the kindness. Nick and Maslin, 63. Mike, 64. They both go to a lot of games. They're both advocating for indoor stadium. Now, when we talk about home field advantage, hey, man, like Kevin Stefanski, we want to rip on Kevin Stefanski all you want. It's the best they've been at home is, I think, under him, certainly since 99, which is not a high bar to set. But we've only seen some success at Cleveland Browns Stadium recently. Mostly, it's never been a place. It can be loud, but very rarely did they give you reasons to be loud. And then when you think, okay, well, you know that it can be loud inside these buildings. You know it can be loud. Now, I don't want to be like Atlanta and just pump it in and get in trouble for that. But you know it can be loud inside Minnesota. Indianapolis, I've heard that's just loud because it's more of a party atmosphere, not necessarily rallying around their Colts. So, you know, a Browns stadium with a good football team in the stadium would obviously make the place pretty deafening. Steve in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan.
Good morning, guys. I'm 55 years old, and I would love to go have a dome to go to. And plus, if you think about it, guys, back in the 90s when the Indians left the stadium and they moved over to Jacobs Field, it created a spark. That year before, they were winners, and then they went into the Jake, and then they were winners there, and it started a thing. They had all them sellouts. They were great teams, but it was that spark, dude, and you couldn't get tickets to the game. I'd love to see that again in Cleveland.
I think that has something to do with it. Like, I know John Hart did a lot of work to put good players together, and I think a guy like Manny Ramirez, Steve, and thank you for the call. I think a guy like Manny Ramirez and Jim Tomey and Albert Bell and this, that, and the other, they would probably do well in a lot of ballparks. But when you go from a place that, hey, it had character, but none of us ever said it was well-kept, thanks, Art, and you go to a stadium that's state-of-the-art, when you go to a stadium that you know is taken care of the right way, then I think it changes the perception of everybody, and maybe it does make some people play better. And obviously, it did provide a spark to the fan base as well, because it was a sight to behold. It was the place to see. I remember I told you, we didn't get tickets until the next season. We got to go on a tour. Me and my buddy Eric Perry and my parents got to go on a tour, like, I think it was 95, and then 96 we were finally able to get tickets. And that was like the first time we were able to see it, but it was just amazing to see the place.
It was amazing. You thought you were in a different city the first time you were at Jacobs Field, and I remember it didn't matter the weather. I remember going to a game in, man, it had to be April, and we were kind of huddled in the bathrooms because that's where the heaters were, and it was jam-packed. Every seat was full. You didn't have the standing room areas like you do now.
Steve in Lakewood, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Well, I'm not in Tony's demographic, and you stole my thunder a little bit. So, 58 years old, my sons and I, we've talked about this, that we travel one game a year, and we've been to both Minnesota and Indianapolis last year, both which are beautiful places. But the one thing I hope, so I want a stadium, but the one thing I hope, and I have all the faith the Haslams will do, is that it is a gem, something like windows opening or the different shape or something like that. It's got to be special, you know, at least I hope it is.
I can't be underwhelmed by it, Steve, and thank you very much for the call. Because if you invest the $1 billion in the stadium by the lake, I just feel you're kicking the can down the road, and in 10 years we're going to be sitting there going, well, you know, we need this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other thing. Well, we just invested $1 billion. If you put $2 billion into a stadium, I don't want to talk about it again for 30 years. You know, like the guys we're talking about, like, I mean, a 67-year-old man who's calling in right now, sorry, like, you're going to be pretty close to it by the time that thing be done. All right? Like, let's just be honest here. Like, I don't want to have to hear about it. I want to have the upkeep there. And I know, hey, like, there's a lot of money that's put into it. Because the one thing about Minnesota and their new stadium, like, we just talked about the Bills stadium being built. That's open air. They're going to charge people PSLs upwards of $50,000. And that's an open air stadium, which seems ridiculous. And I know that US Bank Stadium needed a lot in terms of upkeep. I think it was millions and the hundreds of millions for their upkeep. Like, yeah, I know that it's not just going to be a one-time price and that's it and everything's going to be great for the next 30 years. But I also want to be able to say, all right, I don't want to hear anything more about our weather patterns here. You have an indoor stadium. It's off the lake. You got David Gilbert here. Let's get going here. Let's get some of these events. I need something every single day. I need that parking lot with some people. I don't care if it's a Shriners convention in the middle of July for a weekend.
Okay.
You better have something in there every single damn day.
I'll just ask a follow-up. Do you even care how much it gets used if the Haslams pay for like 75% of it?
Probably not. No, not a lot of people will.
And I'm sure they'll get more events. But at that point, you know, they're going to have their village. They're going to have their mixed use retail. You're going to have all your outlet stores or whatever the hell. You're going to have all these bars and restaurants, which hopefully, if we lose any of the bars and restaurants downtown, hopefully it'll be those same chefs, those same restaurateurs that come with them.
Andrew Berry made it pretty damn clear yesterday. Nick Chubb ain't going anywhere for the foreseeable future. And it's a very easy question. Over or under? That's coming up next with Aditi Kinkabwala at 8 o'clock on The Fan. Back in The Fan. A lot of people, obviously. Well, I want to know from Aditi at 8 o'clock. Obviously, she's very close to the Browns, but she lives in the city to the east of us. And they are, I mean, they rule that stadium with an iron fist. Like, the Steelers have to go through, they have to jump through all sorts of hoops just to put some signs in there. Like, it is, you read some of that stuff, like, you read the Post-Gazette over there, and it is a everyday struggle for the Steelers in that building. And they rule it like crazy, which I think a lot of people are probably driving around going, good, good, hey, I respect that, that's fine. But I want to know from Aditi, you know, if it would matter to her. A dome in Brook Park. I mean, she spends a lot of time in Cleveland. All right, a dome in Brook Park or a renovated open-air stadium up by the lake.
Boy, people that just travel and kind of parachute in and then get out of Dodge, they probably just want the most convenient thing possible.
Yeah, well, yeah, but her, she's pretty famous for being in the elements. Like, because I think a lot of times she just ends up in the worst weather possible as far as, like, the sideline reporters are concerned. Like, she always ends up in a blizzard. Like, wherever she goes, the bad weather just follows. And it's kind of become a running gag on CBS and before NFL Network about that. So I'll see what she says. Maybe she wants to keep it up. Maybe she's like, no, a foot of snow would be great. 216-474-0092. Andrew Berry was at the owners' meetings, obviously, all throughout this week, but he was certainly there yesterday. And he spoke to the media yesterday, and he reiterated a commitment to Nicholas Jamal Chubb.
We fully expect Nick to be here, like, and he's doing a great job with his recovery and everything. And, you know, I meant what I said at the end of the season. I meant what I said at the combine. We do not want the injury in Pittsburgh to be his last snap as a Cleveland Brown.
He went a little bit further when asked if he had any idea when Nick Chubb is going to be active.
It's probably too early to really understand like what he's going to look like. He's doing a, truly doing a fantastic job with the rehab, and he should start to like, you know, load run probably sometime this upcoming month. You know, he's strengthening his quad, he's doing like the rehab and everything, but it's not like he's gone out and done sprints, agility drills, you know, stuff like that. This month we expect that he will.
All right, final one. Here is the time frame, or what time frame he could possibly give on knowing where things stand with Nick Chubb.
I think the next, call it 3 months, will be pretty telling in terms of like his potential readiness for early in the season. We are going to be conservative in terms of like our approach and our assessment with building the roster, because he is coming off of a major knee injury. But I do have to give him a lot of credit. Like he's done a really, really nice job.
All right, where do you think this is going to mean for Nick Chubb here? Because he's going to resume some football, workout activities, plyometrics and the such coming up here this month. So that's a good thing. I have to remind myself that he is human. He's 28 years old. What type of Nick Chubb are we going to get? Because as soon as I hear Andrew Berry there, I'm like, oh my God, what if he comes back and he is just every single bit as what he was before? And so my mind starts to race to places that might not necessarily be true. And I have to go back and remember what we said a couple of weeks ago, where it's like, okay, once he gets into the starting lineup, when does he get into the starting lineup? And then how much do I work him in to my football team running the football? You know, is it 4 carries in his first game in October? Is it 6 carries the next week, something like that? Do we keep that low and see where he's going to go from there? Or, you know, does he break one off and then it's like, all right, you know what? He's a running back. Let's feed him. Let's see how this one goes.
Yeah, my heart is saying this could be the biggest trade deadline move of any team in the NFL. Adding a healthy, rejuvenated.
Wait, that's very Guardians of you.
Rested.
Well said.
Nick Chubb to the lineup. My brain tells me, I don't know if he'll ever be the same again. So I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping I'm going in intentionally with low expectations. And then everybody could tell me, you doubted Nick Chubb, that guy who has put up some of the most impressive workout videos ever, except for some of the meatheads that critique some of the form. I have to just hope.
Yeah, but hold on. We liked when the meatheads call in, because that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And every which one of them are acting like they know more about form than Nick Chubb.
No, I just
like,
have to hope.
Seems pretty impressive to me.
I got to wait for Myles Garrett's box jumps.
So
we're going to see that.
So I'm just going to go in with lower expectations on this, and I can't wait to be wrong. I can't wait to be wrong on this, because that means that my favorite player since 1999, and I think Nick Chubb, that probably he fits that category, I think, for most Browns fans. Maybe ever. Maybe Nick Chubb is your favorite Browns player ever. I don't know. But he's up there. He's got to be up there for most. And I just hope that, you know, he's able to, you know, debunk anything that's ever been said about having the history of these surgeries and that kind of catastrophic injury.
But there's going to be people, not you, but there's going to be people who are going to roll their eyes at this. There is a human element to this. And there's a lot of Twitter GMs who go, well, you can cut Nick Chubb and you're going to save $11 million or $12 million, and then you could use that and roll that over. Because I saw a lot of, it's weird, I went down a rabbit hole yesterday on social media. Because Dak Prescott, it looks like he might be lined up for free agency in 2025. And there's a lot of Cowboys fans who support it, but there's also a lot of Cowboys fans who are going, wait a damn minute, the Browns just traded for Jerry Jeudy. They have a quarterback that has a cap hit of like $60 million over there. They're trying to make moves to be a competitive football team. Why the hell aren't we? And a lot of Cowboys media was even saying, well, they can roll over Deshaun Watson's contract, restructure his. And then it was always the conversation of cut Nick Chubb. You can get it down to 33, free up $33 million. And then if you cut Nick Chubb, you can do that. And I just think, man, a lot of people, when they look at football, they just don't see that there still is. And if you want to use them as pawns, fine, go right on ahead. We talked about that last week. But there's also a human element to this, especially with this fan base that respects Nick Chubb and adores Nick Chubb. And I think Andrew Berry and certainly the Haslams are pretty sensitive to that, going, boy, there's a lot of things. We just got done talking about stadiums for 40 minutes with people lined up to talk about it. Got a lot of irons and a lot of fire here. There's a lot of goodwill we have to have here. And this could be a make or break year for some other guys on this football team. And maybe it's the same way for Nick. But we kind of got to do right by this. We got to be very careful. Let's see. And remember, he did say, and Mary Kay written about it as well. We'll have Mary Kay coming up tomorrow at 8:20, about restructuring a deal with Nick. Not about moving on. Not about talking tough and it's either you accept this or we got to let you go. And I pray to God it doesn't come to that. But there has to be a level of sensitivity here because fans are very defensive of Nick Chubb. They love Nick Chubb. And if there is a guy who can come back from this injury and make you pay for it somewhere else, it would be Nick. 216-474-0092. So betonline.ag and several other books came out with these numbers. Last year, the over-under number was 9. Hard 9. This year, 8.5. It's a simple question. You go an over-under. 216-474-0092. I don't know how you can still go the under. After watching the team and the way they played last year, maybe because remember, the luck didn't go your way when it came to turnovers. Now, you might say luck went your way against Indianapolis, but the luck didn't go your way. In fact, it was way on the other side when it came to turnovers here. I'm not sure anybody can give me the under. If you want to, fine, but I'm not sure how you can.
I imagine Vegas is baiting people to have to believe in Deshaun Watson. That not only is he going to be healthy, that he's going to be good. Because the general consensus outside of Cleveland on what happened last year. People are not going to like that here. But the consensus of anybody, Trey Wingo just casually threw it out there the other day. Not only is Watson the worst contract in sports, but the offense was better with Joe Flacco. That is what everybody outside of Cleveland thinks, and Vegas is just banking on that. They're thinking that Watson's health situation actually helped the team last year. So if you think that, why wouldn't you take the under on the Browns? Because it's not Joe Flacco as the starting quarterback this year. It's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So you said you don't know how anybody could take the under. It's pretty easy, right?
I still don't think so because of all the reasons that I just said. Their defense played so well last year, and I know that they had some problems on the road, and maybe they got exposed to a certain degree against Houston. I can hear that argument. They had so many injuries last year. Remember, your defensive player of the year was playing with a bum shoulder. You had Deshaun Watson go down. You had 4 different quarterbacks play, and then the turnover ratio was so bad. Now, I can argue about the quality of opponent if I want to, but you know this league, Anthony. There's always teams we think are going to be good, and they are they're bad by the time the year ends up, by the time the year comes around, or the time we meet them in the year, and there's teams that everybody thinks are going to be bad. That ends up being a bit of a surprise, so you get a bit of a mixed bag here.
I would pick over. I'm just telling you that it's not a big leap to come up with under, especially when last year's number going into the season – Was it 8.5 or was it 9?
It was 9.
Last year. It was 9. So it's lower this year. Why is that? Because last year you went into the year with Deshaun Watson and Nick Chubb. Healthy Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that's true.
This year, you're not saying either of those things if you're a better and you're outside the city of Cleveland.
216-474-0092. Over under. Vegas has you at 8.5 wins officially now as they install the new league year. Are you going over or under? And they've invested more in him. Considering Andrew Berry's history and Kevin Stefanski's history, why wouldn't Elijah Moore get the first crack as a returner? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app with Cavs forward George Niang and his defense of Caitlin Clark at 9 o'clock on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.